The Hong Kong protests have been all over social media, not to mention mainstream news media all around the globe. But inside mainland China, barely a mention. Edward Wong is the Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. What exactly did state media in Beijing say today about the protests?
Starting this morning, we saw some mentions in Xinhua, the state news agency, of what's going on in Hong Kong. But it was a very brief story. It didn't go into much detail. We did see a few editorials, and they said that the authorities or officials in Hong Kong condemned these protesters for creating chaos, for blocking the streets, for disrupting traffic and disrupting work.
And I know the censors during, you know, like Tiananmen Square anniversaries, they would scrub out the word tank or any images of tank. Are you finding that images of Hong Kong or even references to Hong Kong that have nothing to do with the protests are also being scrubbed?
I know that in one neighborhood close to where I live in central Beijing, there were members of the neighborhood committee who went around the neighborhood today in advance of National Day, which is October 1st, the sort of birthday of communist China. And there was a certain set of posters that shop owners had been given a while ago that showed Hong Kong. And it was sort of like a patriotic poster. But today, these committee members wanted those posters back. And instead, they were handing out other replacement posters, ones that had images of the Great Wall or of Tiananmen Square, for example.
And what about mainland Chinese trying to get on the internet and searching like Hong Kong protests on Instagram and Facebook? What would they find?
Well, Instagram was blocked starting last night, which is the first time it's been blocked in mainland China. And I think it caused outrage among a lot of Chinese and other people living in China. So that joins the ranks now of other social media sites that are blocked, like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
I mean, one of the advantages granted to Hong Kong after the handover was freedom of the press and the right to protest. How much do people in Beijing know about those rights?
I don't think they know exactly whether those rights are enshrined in the basic law or whatever legal system Hong Kong has. I think that a lot of people in Beijing see Hong Kong as this glitzy, very advanced city that's to their south where there are great stores. A lot of mainlanders love to go there and go shopping. But I don't think they're as aware of what legal protections there are in Hong Kong.
And why is that?
These things aren't emphasized in any writings in China on Hong Kong. The state media doesn't emphasize the political differences that exist between Hong Kong and the mainland.
What exactly is Beijing's nightmare scenario for Hong Kong? That it try and split away and become independent?
Well, I don't think that people realistically think Hong Kong would try and split away. The thing that Hong Kong, these Hong Kong protesters want is they want fair and genuine elections in 2017 for the chief executive. So I think Beijing's nightmare scenario is more along the lines of, oh, if we grant them this, then what will happen to other parts of mainland China? Like, will the fact that Hong Kongers get to vote then cause other people inside China to demand the same things? Will the fact that Hong Kong people get to protest and then get their demands met, will that cause people in other parts of mainland China to follow in their footsteps?
And how's it for you, just writing stories about what you've seen and what you've heard? Are you facing any censorship?
I'm not facing censorship, and I think that the coverage of this is too wide for the Chinese government to really try and control. It's not like there's just one news outlet. You've got all the major news outlets here from outside of China focusing on what's going on in Hong Kong. It's a huge deal for the global media, and I think that the party is finding it very tough to control the message in this situation.
Edward Wong, the Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times, thanks for staying up for us. I know it's late there. I appreciate it.
Thanks.